Moncrief on News Talk.
You may well have experienced going onto a website where a little box appears in the bottom right-hand corner, usually along with a little cartoon face. Hi, it exclaims, can I help you with anything today? But often that's not a human, but a bot. So should they declare their botness before we interact with them? News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is here to tell us.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Oh my God, they're so annoying.
They are loads, but they are getting better. So let's just look back a little bit at how this technology has been used in recent years. The chatbot has become quite popular because we know that human beings can't work 24 hours of the day. It's just not possible. It's also quite expensive. So over the last number of years, websites have started having that annoying little chatbot thing that pops up to answer pretty mundane questions. If you've ever interacted with them, however, you'll know that they've been pretty limited in their capability.
Mm.
So you might type in a long question, a long, thoughtful, very specific question, and it'll reply with a, do you want help? Do you want a different menu? Do you want to talk to someone? And it'll give you three prepared options, and that's the extent of it. So that's where the chatbots have been. The other thing, which I think is the reason why I turned grey at 27, is the call bots. You know, when you're dialing the bank or some service provider, and there's that loop of press four to hear these options again. You think, if I hear these options again, I'm going to scream. So the technology has been there. It's been useful if your issue is straightforward, but it's left a lot of consumers very frustrated to the point where brands that over rely on automated customer service have found themselves sort of falling down the ranks of customer satisfaction surveys. So we know, you know, companies like Air, for example, back in the day would have been pretty harshly scored by consumers in terms of customer service. But the good news is that it's getting better. And the thing that's making it all better, AI.
Right. OK. And how is AI making it better?
Well, in the instance of our annoying chatbots that appear on the websites, rather than having three or four, you know, pre-programmed responses and that's the extent of it, they are now developing using the technology of the likes of ChatGPT, that large language model of how to converse in a humanistic way. So, for example, if you write your very thoughtful, very specific question into that box, it'll then understand the context. It'll be able to direct you based on not only the company's manual, but, you know, taking bits of information from your question. So the prime example is in retail. So say, for example, you want to buy a pair of jeans in a certain size and a certain colour. You go on to this retailer's website, you say exactly what you want, and it'll say, well, we don't have that exact colour, but would you be interested in these? And you could say, well, I like that style, but I don't like that colour. And again, you don't have to repeat yourself and be as prescriptive. It will understand the context. So it's more of a free-flowing conversation. And the smartest companies are the ones that will look and analyse the conversations that you are having with this AI chatbot and will identify the point where a human needs to intervene. So if you are going around in circles, or if you're getting to the point of frustration where you're not being answered, then a human being is sort of interjecting and then solving the issue for you.
Okay. I'm madly cynical about the entire endeavour in that a lot of companies, I think, just use chatbots, whether they're getting smarter or not, because they just don't want to employ people. It's cheaper not to employ people. And their attitude is kind of a Ryanair attitude. It's cheap. What did you expect? That kind of a thing. That it's not really going to stop you using their service anyway, especially if it's a huge clothes retailer. If it's a delivery company, you know, like you have a package coming from France, you're tracking it. It's been and then it kind of stops. It's been in France for the last 10 days. You go onto the chatbot. The chatbot can just tell you it's been in France for the last 10 days, but not give you an explanation as to why or what anyone can do about this.
Yeah, so that's exactly the point where you do want that AI either to interact and to explain why it's been stuck in France for 10 days, or to fire it on up to a human being. Mm. The technology has been, up to this point, just slapped in place. And yes, humans have been replaced to a certain extent by these chatbots. But the lessons that have been learned is that customer service is a huge part of brands, not only in terms of consumer sentiment, but also returning business as well. Because you're less likely to go back if you've had a poor customer service experience. So they are investing more. The application and the addition of the large language model technology will transform customer service. There's no denying it. You will struggle, whether this is a good thing or bad thing, I don't know, but you will struggle to identify when you are talking to a chatbot versus a human, such as the sophistication. Now, personally speaking, as a millennial who struggles to talk to people, this is my dream. To be able to interact with a chatbot that understands me.
But you don't know. It might be a person.
Once I don't have to actually talk to them, then I'm all about it. So I do think it's getting better. It's also, you know, the big thing that it will be useful for, I think, is when you're booking a holiday in the future. So not only will you save time rather than clicking through 17 different tabs and menus and all the rest, you'll be able to just word vomit the type of experience you want, who's going on the trip, your interests, the restaurants that you want to eat in, all the rest. And by having a conversation, your trip will be booked rather than you clicking through and looking at different hotels and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
so I have to be optimistic about it.
Okay. At the moment, is there any way of breaking them? Do you remember like a couple of years ago, somebody, it was a chatbot for a delivery firm, and he managed to get the chatbot to say, yeah, this is a crap delivery firm.
Yeah. So there are ways to bend and break them, because a lot of these technologies learn from the responses that and the interactions that they have. So if you interact with them enough and test them enough, on certain lower end ones, you can get it to go round and round in loops to the point of it being doolally. But a lot of them now are investing to the point where they are very, very sophisticated. And if it does seem that the bot is either stuck, stumped, or just blown away, it'll automatically get deferred to a human being. So those kind of instances are happening less and less. But it's still awful fun to mess with them.
Oh, yeah. Someone's texted in to say, I'm a cat. I make and control these bots. Bots today. Radio presenters on Friday.
That means we get a day off.
We get a day off forever. On Friday is what that means. Sweet. Jess, thanks a million as ever. Jess Kelly there, our tech correspondent.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.